And in Unity, we have our wonderful daily publication. It's an inspirational message for each day of the year. It's called The Daily Word. And I'll invite Sue Ellen up to read that, and then we'll follow that with a time of mindfulness prayer.
And the reason that we feel so good today is because we have faith. Faith is the word for the day. No matter my need, I begin with faith. In the story of Unity, James Dillett Freeman tells a story from the Unity movement's early days. During a period of financial insufficiency, staff gathered together to pray. An associate said, "Let us pray that our money holds out." Co-founder Myrtle Fillmore countered, "Oh no, let us pray that our faith holds out." Today, I remember the importance of faith in all my endeavors. Like everyone, I will need all kinds of things during my lifetime. More money, more time, greater harmony, to name a few. Rather than pray for specific things or results, praying for the understanding and clarity to draw upon my faith is the best place to begin. I believe in the absolute goodness of God, and I believe in myself as a spiritual being, endowed with the gift of faith to direct however I choose. And from Mark 9:23, we read that all things can be done for the one who believes. The word for today is faith.
So, Ellen, thank you. So I invite you to join with me now. This is your time, our time together. To just breathe and take rest apart from the outer world. To breathe into this now moment, to move into the core of our being, and to commune directly with Infinite Spirit. And so as you breathe, as you follow the breath in and out, let us recognize that this represents and is a part of the design of our universe. To everything there is a flow. And the tide comes in and the tide goes out. The moon rises and it sets, as does the sun. The planets orbit. And it is all a part of the grand design of creating, creation, co-creation. And so as we breathe, we recognize that this is our time to breathe in that which is of highest good and to exhale and to release tensions, concerns, fears, anything we may be hanging on to. And so as you continue to breathe, I will be toning our singing bowl. And we can know that it is resonant at that energetic vibrational level of the heart chakra. And so let the toning move in and through your entire being to connect you more deeply to source, to all of who you are. And so knowing that our universe is a constant flow of energy becoming, expanding, growing, moving forward, receding, hibernating, coming back forth out in expression, of which we are all a part, created in the image and likeness of Creator. We are a part of that infinite flow of spirit. We are a part of that becoming, that creating. And as we are willing to simply relax, to see with different eyes than just our outer human physical appearances, to see with the eyes of a deeper discernment and knowingness, to hear with ears that hear beyond the spoken word, to feel with a heart filled with loving compassion, acceptance. Ah, let us breathe and give thanks for this time to rest in spirit. This time to be infilled, uplifted, inspired. This time to be blessed and healed. And so we breathe and we relax and we let go. Each on our own unique journey of connecting into spirit, present within us and all around us, in and through all things. Ah, and as we do so, we take this time apart to be in a moment or two of silence, to still the outer mind and to breathe into the allness of our infinite design. Feeling that flow of beloved spirit in the silence. And as we feel that presence moving in and through us and surrounding us in a blanket of light and of love, of healing grace, we just give thanks with an open heart for this activity of spirit that moves in and through and as us in ways we often don't even recognize or are aware of in a given moment. Yet we know it is the flow of all beingness of which we are a part. For that we are grateful. And having been infilled with this light and this love, let us take a moment to send that light and that love forth in healing and uplifting blessings to all who have placed their prayer requests within our prayer box. And let us also take this time now to speak aloud the names of people, places, friends, loved ones that we would especially bless at this time. Karen and Bob, Jolene and Richard, Sue Ann, Linda and John, Vicki and Evan, Bill, Teresa and May, Martha, Sunny, Wanda, Mary, Dale, Warren, Joyce, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, our leaders around the world, we envision all held in light of love and peace and upliftment, bringing us together, connecting us as one, not as the same, but connecting us as each an individual thread, as a part of the tapestry, supporting, upholding, blessing, giving thanks for every individual. And so we open our hearts to this flow of spirit and say, thank you, God, in your name. Amen.
Blessed Spirit.